This.
Give me a K.
K.
Give me an A.
A.
Give me an H.
H.
Give me an I.
I.
What's that spell?
K-I. Go.
Placer High School football is on the air. Hellman football is being brought to you by Mackey Heating and Air, Robinson Sand and Gravel, Mel's Diner of Auburn, Auburn Trophies, and Homer Insurance. Let's head out to the stadium now for tonight's action on KHI.
Tonight's game against Nevada Union is on and running, and on the second play of scrimmage, Nevada Union has hit a 20-plus yard bomb to get inside Hillman territory. So the Hillman defense, which was tested mightily against Roseville, tested right off the gate. I want to thank you for sticking with us here on KI Radio 950 AM 104.5 FM. We've had some technical difficulties. The internet will not allow us to go on our usual equipment, and Nevada Union will score for the touchdown on the third play of scrimmage. Ziggy Pritchett takes it 20 yards as the Hillmen early, with less than a minute gone by in the first quarter, have scored the opening point. And it is a story that has gotten familiar with the Hillmen the last 2 weeks. They are gashed once again, this time in the running game, and it's 6-0-10 in the PAT for Nevada Union. The extra point by Kaylin Williams is good. So the Hillmen, 7-0 is what they trail, with only 11:03 to go here in the first quarter. This kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies, for all your trophy needs, go to Auburn Trophies. So 5-0 Nevada Union, who is at the top of the Foothill Valley League, off to a great start on offense as they lead this one 7-0. So the Hillman offense now will try to get it back and tie this game up. It was less than 57 seconds that transpired during that touchdown. As mentioned before, the touchdown by Pritchett. I want to thank you for joining us tonight. The connection up at Nevada Union is not ideal. Therefore, we are coming to you live from the power of a cell phone. So if the connection's a little spotty, or if the dialect is not what it should be, we deeply apologize. So the Hillman set to return the kickoff, the opening kickoff of this game, as the kick by Wright is a boomer. Kelly will take it back at the 5-yard line. Kelly across 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. There goes Kelly! 50, 45, 40, one man to beat 30, 20, still going, down to the 15. Baylor Kelly shoots the first shot, and the Hillmen are within striking distance. So Kelly is officially marked down by the looks of it at the 15-yard line. And that will make it a 60-plus yard kickoff return on the opening kickoff return for the Hillmen. Baylor Kelly, who was somewhat bottled up last week but has found his stride, putting the Hillmen in good position here to potentially tie this game. And there's only been a minute and some change taken off the clock. So some early fireworks here in Nevada Union. The refs are still trying to officially mark the football. They will mark this ball officially at Nevada Union's, by the looks of it, 16-yard line. Here comes Ryan Miller on the offense for the first time tonight. Wing T formation, shotgun. Miller sends one man in motion, hands it up off the middle. This is Sean Jones, who bounces out to the outside. Jones lays down the shoulder, still going. Looks like he has the first down to make it first and goal.
Running the play by number five.
Sean Jones carries that one for over a gain of six as the ball is marked down at the 7-yard line, a gain of nine officially for Jones on the run. Shotgun formation. Ryan Miller sends one man in motion. Kelly on the end around. Kelly turning the corner. He's rustled down in the backfield. It looks like it's going to be a horse collar, and it is, as the penalty marker is down.
Run on the play by number 11, Baylor Kelly.
Kelly looked like he was down in the backfield via Putnam. There's a flag in the backfield, as mentioned. It'll likely be a horse collar. 10-11 to play, and there's already been plenty of fireworks in the early going. The Hellmen are going to substitute some guys in and out. And because of that horse collar, the ball is now inside the 5-yard line. So it'll be a first and goal for the Placer Hillman with 10-11 to go here in the first quarter. As the Hillman down 7 early on with 10-08 to play. Ryan Miller goes under center. Takes the handoff. Now he gives it back up the middle. It's good. Sanchez Harlow is in for the score. Miller takes the handoff to the outside for the sweep. He gave it off to Danny Sanchez Harlow. Touchdown, Placer Hillman. And we are down one pending the PAT with 9:59 to go. So Marcus sets to kick the PAT to potentially tie this one up as the Hillman and the Miners, with less than six plays apiece, are able to go down the field and score on each of their opening drives. Snap, good, hold, good. Kick is up, and it is good. We are deadlocked at 7, just like that. So with 9:59 to go, the Hillmen are able to tie this one up. This kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies in the Auburn area. Auburn Trophies for all your trophies and black needs. So the Hillmen get punched in the mouth right off the get-go. They're able to respond with flying colors as they retake a tie ball game in the process. Up the middle to Danny Sanchez Harlow. Sanchez Harlow, who's been a vital part of this offense, very underrated piece of this offense, as Marcus is set to kick it off now back to the Miners. This could have been a game where both teams came into this 5-0, but the Hillmen faltering to the Roseville Tigers last week, 31-30, had a chance to win the game via a field goal attempt, but missed it as Marcus bangs this one through deep, and it's pinned down to the one, and it rolls to the back of the end zone. So here comes Nevada Union. Nevada Union was able to hit a big play on the first play from scrimmage. So now Nevada Union will start this second drive from their own 20. This ball marked at the Miners 20 with 9:59 to go here in the first quarter. They're going to send one man in motion. They're going to run the football up the middle. Nothing there as the Hillmen are able to stop it. It was Kime, the linebacker, number 8, who came in through the trenches and laid the boom. So McCown was in there as well. Atkinson with the tackle officially. Kime was in there and well, and they're going to make it officially a gain of 1 second and 9. The clock running with 9:33 to go. It's a jet sweep via Nevada Union as turning the corner to the 30 and then some is going to be Ziggy Pritchett. And Pritchett, who had the touchdown on the opening drive of the contest, is able to get this one to move the chains. Abs had the tackle. Knocks Pritchard out of bounds, and that'll be a fresh new set of downs for the Miners as they'll mark this one at the Nevada Union 32 with 9:25 to play in the first. Nevada Union under center here. They send a man in motion. They're going to halfback toss it. Now they're going to throw it downfield. It is going to be just out of range of the wide receiver as they were looking for number 13. They faked it at the last minute, pitched it, threw it downfield, incomplete, second and 10. So McCallum, who had the big reception on the opening drive to get Nevada Union in Hillman territory with the incomplete pass. So Nevada Union not afraid to unload the deep ball and unleash the deep ball early in this game with 9:18 to play as the Hillman deadlock at 7 with the Miners. Second and 10 now. They got to get to at least their own 42. Bootleg. Looking for somebody. Passes incomplete near the near sideline. That was intended for Pritchett. Now 3rd and 10 coming up for the Hillman.
It was
Crofton who fired that towards the near side off the bootleg. He could not get it over there. And so now Nevada Union at 3rd and 10 with 9:12 to play in the first. And the Hillman have struggled the most recent couple of weeks to get off the field on third down. They're going to try to do it this week. It's a running play up the middle. As getting that handoff is going to be Akema, number 3. He's not able to get it. And as a result, the Hillman are able to get the Miners to punt. Braden Wright makes the tackle. So the Miners are set to punt now.
Number 1, Angus Wright.
So Angus Wright will punt it away. Kiefer Abbs back to return the punt. Good snap, good hold. The Hillman almost blocked it as Abbs is able to return this to the 35. Cuts upfield, now bounce it out. Cuts it back inside. Tries to make a little move, and he's finally corralled at around the Hillman 42-yard line. So 8:20 to play in the first as Abbs is tacked by Bearfield with a penalty flag on the field. Wait to see who this penalty is on. And it's going to be on the Hillman as the referees point back 15 yards to the Placer 30-yard line. So the ball is going to be marked. Actually, they're going to mark it back a little bit more, a little longer. And it's actually going to be at the Hillman 20 yards. So the drive, the second drive for the Hillman, starts at their own 20. And so the Hillman, in front of a raucous Nevada Union crowd, trying to take the lead for the first time. Miller on first and 10, snags it. It's Baylor Kelly, who goes upfield. Baker Kelly, or Baylor Kelly, still going, and he's out across the 35. 8:11 to play, and Ryan Miller in the shotgun found Baylor Kelly in the slot. Baylor was able to corral. That was a little high for his liking, but nonetheless is officially a gain of 18 to get the ball to the Hillman 38 for a fresh new set of downs, first and 10. The Hillman now, after getting burnt on defense for the first time tonight, under center with a chance to take the lead. And it's going to go up the middle to Sean Jones, as Jones might have got one or two after forward progress. Some extracurriculars after the play as Jones is tackled by a slew of Nevada Miners. Tackle made by Mitchell and Statler, number 71. They're officially under 8 minutes. Gain of 1. Second and 9 for the Hillman as they're officially at the Hillman 39-yard line with 7:20 to play in the first quarter. The Hillman have it tied 7-all. Ryan Miller in the gun. He's flanked by Sanchez, Jones. Miller back to pass. Three-step drop near side. Pass going to be caught near the 45. Catching that one is Kiefer Abb. And just like that, third down got a little more manageable. They're going to officially mark this ball at the Hillman 44. So it's now third and four. The Hillmen have got to get to at least their own 48 to move the chain. Miller under center. Fakes it to Sanchez Harlow. Up the middle, Baylor Kelly. Kelly's still going. Cuts, makes one man miss. Out across the 45 into minor territory as he's tackled around the 40. So the Hillman in Nevada Union territory just like that off the fake sweep. And the run up the middle to Baylor Kelly as Hanna makes the tackle. Hillman first down. And the ball officially marked at the minor 39 with 6:07 to play here in the first. Ryan Miller under center. Drops back to pass. Pump fake. A lot of time. Throws it downfield. Far side. It is caught by Baylor Kelly. What a grab by Baylor Kelly for the first down. They are inside Nevada Union's own 30 as Baylor with another high grabbing catch. A little high, but Baylor's able to use all that vertical to his advantage. He snags the ball, and the Hillman officially inside Nevada Union's 25. Ball is marked at the 24 with 5:55 to play in the first. Miller under center, one tailback in the back. Up the middle. It's Sean Jones who has it out across the 20. Jones tackled it around the 19. So the Hillman offense starting to really gas Nevada Union's defense via run and the air. DeMario with the tackle with 5:35 to go in the first quarter. It's officially a gain of 5 for Sean Jones. Second and 5 coming up now from the minor 19-yard line. And Sean Jones, who had more than his fair share of work last week, continues to stockpile some great runs here in the early season. As October is officially here, with 5:11, the Hillman offense looking real scary and spooky as they are driving at will on Nevada Union with a 7-7 ball game. 5:03 to play in the first. Shotgun. Miller hands it off. Jones cuts it inside, and Jones is getting a little close to that first down marker as he's tackled at around the 16. Third down coming up. We'll see where the Hillmen are marked down. Putnam with a tackle. This ball is officially marked at the 17-yard line, we'll call it, so third and three. As the Hillmen got to get to the 15-yard line. Miller under center. Sweeps it, Baylor Kelly. It looks like Baylor might be a little short of the first down as he went up the middle. He was met at that line and pushed back just temporarily by one minor until the gang could come and get him down. A gain of one officially by BK. It's fourth and two coming up. And now the Hillman with an early decision to make here. At fourth and two with 4 minutes officially to play in the first, the Hillman, by the looks of it, are not going to go for the field goal. They got to get it to at least the minor 15. Miller under center, hands it off to Baylor. Baylor has the first down and more as Kelly inches close to the 10-yard line. He definitely for sure has the yards for the first down, and the Hillman have a fresh new set of downs as they convert on fourth and short. Sattler again with a tackle. As the ball is officially marked at the Nevada Union 12-yard line. 3:38 to play here in the first, and the Hillman on a very, very long drive here, their second one of the game so far. Miller in the gun, one tailback to his left. Sanchez Harlow, end around, finding his blockers, now cuts it upfield. Danny's inside the five and more, and the Hillman have first and goal nearly as they are inside the five for sure, and Danny Sanchez Harlow cutting right through on the jet sweep, finding a open crease, ran right up the middle, put the burners on, and the ball is marked at the 4-yard line of Nevada Union. Mario making another tackle, 3:02 to play. We're going to be under 3 minutes. They're going to make it second and two, so the Hillmen have to get to the 2-yard line to make it first and goal. Gain of officially 8 there for Sanchez Harlow on the jet sweep. The Hillmen again. Sean Jones up the middle. Jones is in for the touchdown. Placer Hillmen. A 4-yard run for Sean Jones. Another touchdown for Mr. Jones. And with 2:41 to play in the first, the Hillmen take their first lead of the game, 13-7, pending the extra PAT. So Andrew Marcus sets the lineup for the PAT, and the Hillmen running game, which has been their bread and butter to set up everything all year. So far, all the systems are firing on all cylinders as the Hillmen up 6. Marcus for the PAT. Good snap, a little high, but it still goes through. And so the Hillmen lead it 14-7 here with 2:41 remaining in the first quarter. This kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies for all your Auburn Trophy needs. Trophies, plaques, memorials, go to Auburn Trophies. And it is about an hour and some change away from here to Sacramento. But if you're looking for some food on the way home, go to the Mel's Diner. The Mel's Diner with all your culinary needs. The Mel's Diner on Highway 49. 14-7, 2:41 to play. The Hillmen go the length of the field, chew up more than 5 minutes of game clock, and they officially have taken their first lead of the contest as they lead at 2:41 mark of the first quarter, 14-7. Over the Nevada Union Miners. Andrew Marcus set to kick. Pritchett, who had the lone touchdown for the Miners so far tonight, will be back to receive the kickoff at around the Nevada Union 10-yard line. And again, we thank you for joining us here on K-High Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM, as Marcus has another long kick. Pritchett returns it around the 10-yard line. Goes upfield, makes one man miss across the 25, and he's wrestled down at around the 27. And like we said, we'd like to thank you for joining us tonight. A little technical difficulty. We always have a little bit of difficulty, so to speak, at Nevada Union because of the poor network, and so we come to you via the wonder of technology, which is the Apple iPhone. 2:34 to play here in the first. The Hillmen lead by 7. The defense got burned on the first drive of the game, but after that, they seemingly buckled down and have corralled the Nevada Union offense. This next drive for the Miners will start at their own 27-yard line with 2:34 to play. They go under center. They send one man in motion. They go back to Pritchett on the fake, and Pritchett will be lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage as the Hillmen defense starting to plug up some holes up front, which is what they've been accustomed to doing until they ran into Roseville last week, who they just seemingly did not have an answer for. Roseville played a fantastic game of football, and in the process, the Hillmen lost by a measly but firm 1 point. Second and 11. They're going to give them a loss of 1 here. It's a play action. Now going up the middle is going to be Nevada Union, as on the carry is Crossen, the quarterback. And Crossen got a couple. They're going to mark Crossen officially down at the 30-yard line. Officially a gain of 1. So Crossen gets back to the line of scrimmage. Williams Santa Maria. And they're going to say Crossen actually got 4 yards on 4 progress. So it'll be 3rd and 7 coming up with 1:33 to play in the first quarter. Nevada Union got to get to at least their own 37-yard line at the 30. Crossen, play action, bootleg, pressure coming. He's going to go downfield. It is incomplete, out of bounds. No chance there for Ziggy Pritchett to make a play as Crossen fired that one towards the Nevada Union sideline. It'll be 4th down coming up as the Hillmen defense, which, as mentioned, got roasted early, has buckled down these last 2 drives. They have really stood firm. So Angus Wright to kick this one back as Kiefer Abs will return the punt. Abs looks to be pinned back at around the Hillmen 37-yard line with 1:15 to play in the first quarter. If the Hillmen could somehow get a good kickoff or punt return from Kiefer, as they're going to get a timeout here from Nevada Union. As mentioned, if the Hillmen could get a good punt return here from Kiefer with about a minute 15 to go in the first and put themselves in a position to score. They've scored lightning fast the last couple of weeks in less time than it takes to make a sandwich. No doubt they could definitely go in here for six. We're going to take a quick commercial break, a 30-second commercial break here. Your Hillmen lead at 14-7 here up in Nevada Union with 1:15 to play in the first on KHI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
Every day we talk to business owners, large and small, about the headaches they face with workman's compensation. The rates keep going up and those audits are a nightmare. Hi, Vince Harris from Homer Insurance. We tie your payroll and your work comp to mitigate much of the auditing issues, and the savings you'll enjoy will amaze you. Call us today at Homer Insurance, 339-7070, and see how much you can save. That number again, 916-339-7070.
Welcome back. 14-7. Blaster leads it as Kiefer Abbs takes the punt return. He makes one man miss. Kiefer still going. And then he is suplexed at the 35. As Kiefer Abbs is dumped via a Ultimate Warrior Brock Lesnar type suplex at the 35. There's no penalty as Bearfield grabbed Kiefer Abbs and basically suplexed him. No call, but that's where the Hillman drive will start at the 41-yard line. We'll be on the market after forward progress for Kiefer. 1 minute and 1 second to play in the first quarter as the Hillman offense lines up in the shotgun. Ryan Miller back to pass, pump fake. He wants it all. Going downfield, he's got a man. It is caught at the 35. Mara Cazzarello stretching out for the big-time reception. And Ryan Miller taking the top off the defense, and Merrick grabs it at the 25. There's a flag on the play. And that is why Joey Montoya has all the confidence in the world in his quarterback when you're able to do something like that. Ryan Miller continues to show poise and calm, cool collectiveness in the pocket. The penalty from Nevada Union is declined. First down for the Hillmen on a big-time 20-plus-yard passing play as the Hillmen officially are marked at the minor 22 as Merrick Azzarello with a big-time catch. Clock running, under a minute to play now. They're going to go back to the run. This is Sean Jones. Jones in the crease, cuts it outside, 10, 5, touchdown, Glasser, Hillmen. Sean Jones from 22 yards out, and the Hillmen have a 13-point lead pending the PAT. I told you they could score in less time than it takes to make a sandwich. At this point, it's less time than you have to make a pot pocket in the microwave the way this is going. The Hillmen offense continues to rack up the points, and for another consecutive week, they've got 20 points or more. Andrew Marcus set to knock the extra point. And that is good. You heard of fast food. This is fast offense. The Hillmen, in less than five plays, make it a 14-point lead. Actually, they're going to call it no good. So no good on the extra point by Marcus. Yet the Hillmen still lead it by 13 with 43 seconds remaining in the first quarter. This kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies for all your trophy needs. Go to Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies. So Andrew Marcus missing the PAT, but the Hillmen still have a 13-point lead with less than a minute remaining in the first quarter as Nevada Union's offense trying to piece something together to get back in this game, and the Hillmen, well, we're firing all cylinders. As Andrew Marcus sets to return this ball back to Nevada Union as Pritchett back to return it at around the Nevada Union 10-yard line. A high kick as Pritchett has to run to get it. It's going to fall in around the 10, and then Pritchett will let it roll to the back of the end zone.
The Nevada Union first down.
The Nevada Union will start this first drive at their own 20-yard line. Nevada Union goes under center. They're going to go up the middle, as that is not going to go for anything. It's going to be for a loss. That's the Hillman defense hanging tough again, as the run up the middle to Pritchett goes for no gain. Actually, Elkma had the carry. Lamar has the tackle out there. And Alba, number 47. Alba had a really strong week against Roseville last week. Under 20 seconds to play. Nevada Union going to get another playoff, as this ball on the run will go to around the minors 25, and that's going to be most likely the last play of the first quarter. That'll do it. The Hillman got off to a rocky start on defense, but high-powered, high-octane offense and the defense shoring up the holes has led them to a 13-point lead at the end of one quarter. It's 20-7 here at Nevada Union. The Hillman lead it over the Miners on KI Radio 950 AM, 104.5 AM FM. A two-minute commercial break. We'll be right back.
Hi, Brandon Harris with Homer Insurance, and inflation has never been so real. What better way to put money back in your pocket than saving money on insurance? Don't let another season pass without checking on your rates. Bonds, general liability, and workman's comp are just a few of the products we offer, and the savings can be staggering. Give us a crack and hit a home run with Homer Insurance. Call 916-339-7070 right now and find out how much you can save. That's 916-339-7070.
For all your heating and air conditioning needs, make it Mackey. As a proud sponsor of high school athletics, Mackey Heating and Air has honest, incentive-free technicians, the best prices around, and emergency service. Mackey also installs whole house fans that saves money and helps you live comfortably. Hillman supporters, mention this ad and receive $50 off any service. Call 530-885-3449 or go online to MackeyAir.com. Your local, reliable HVAC, Mackey Heating and Air.
For classic American food in a fun atmosphere, it's Mel's Diner in Auburn. Mel's is a throwback to the diners of the 50s and 60s with great food and service and family-friendly. Breakfast served all day, plus your favorite blue plate specials, classic fountain drinks and desserts, and over 15 delicious Mel burgers to choose from. So whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, order online or stop in Mel's Diner. 1730 Grass Valley Highway at Luther Road in Auburn. A proud supporter of Placer High Athletics.
Since 1947, Robinson Sand and Gravel has been serving the community. They're still a family-run local business, and building one-on-one relationships with every customer is still their number one priority. They offer a complete line of construction aggregate, decorative landscape rock, and specialty soil. For years, local area customers with all kinds of projects have trusted Robinson, and you can too. 2145 Grass Valley Highway in Auburn, Robinson Sand and Gravel, a proud supporter of local high school athletics.
You're listening to Friday Night Football in the Foothills on 104.5 FM and AM 950 K-High.
Welcome back. 20-7 Blaster over the Nevada Union Miners with 11:19 to play here in the second quarter. The second half has officially begun as the Miners converted on third down to get a fresh new set of downs. They're at the 35 currently here on second and eight. Halfback toss to the near side. A great defensive stop there by the Hillman. And in there was big bad Ivan Da Silva to make it third down again. Kalkama had the carry on the halfback toss to the near sideline. But Ivan Da Silva showing you the athleticism and the speed to go with the size that's got college recruiters knocking all over Montoya's door. Third and eight officially with 10:42 to play in the first half, as Nevada Union's got to get to at least their own 44 to move the six. Cross it under center. Two tailbacks, drops back on a five-step. Going to go long. Pass is incomplete. And the Hillmen will make it fourth down again as the pass was intended for Logan Iandi. Fourth and eight with 10:19 to play in the second quarter. As Crossen could not connect with Iandi there. Fourth and eight coming up. And the Hillmen, by the looks of it, will force another punt. This is a good punt here as Abbs will return it at the 35. He bobbles it, and Iandi catches it in midair. Keeper Abbs did not fair catch it. He looked down for a minute. When he looked back up, he tried to recover the punt in the air. It bounced out of his grasp, and Logan Iandi, who could not come up with the catch on third down, catches the football off the bobble by Kiefer Abbs to make it first and 10 for Nevada Union once again, this time at the Hillmen 35. What will Nevada Union do with the fresh new set of downs? They go up the middle on first down, and the Hillmen defense hanging tough there. Second and long coming up, and a bad break there for the Hillmen. You have to wonder if Abbs was debating fair catching it in his head. But by the time the ball came down, it was too late. McCallum with the run for a gain of about two. 9:35 to play in the second quarter. 9:28 to play. The Miners down 13. The Hillmen hanging tough, going to try to make sure that Nevada Union cannot counter or make the most of that turnover. Tackle made by Wright will make it third down. Gain of one. It'll be third and six for Nevada Union with 9:03 to play. The ball officially marked at the Nevada Union 31. The Hillmen got to make sure that Nevada Union doesn't get to their own 25 to move to six. 8:51 to play in the second quarter. Shotgun formation. Colin rolls left. De Silva coming. He's going to fire it. It is caught by Pritchett, who has the first down at around the Nevada or the Hillmen 34. 8:40 to play as Crossen with the bootleg hit Pritchett. Ball is officially marked at the Hillmen 24. Nevada Union able to pick up the six and move them on the third down bootleg by Crossen. And with 8:40 to play, the Hillmen are trying once again to get off the field. Crossen under center. He's going to send it on the jet sweep to the near side. There was nothing there as a great defensive stop by Luke Plasser, who came up from the secondary and lowered the shoulder. Pritchett was looking for the corner, and when he turned, Luke Plasser was right there, and Luke Plasser and William Santamaria were there. It'll be a loss of four on the first down jet sweep, second and 14 officially now for Nevada Union. 8:08 to play here in the first half. 8:02 left to play. Crossen, bootleg, pressure coming. He is going to be sacked in the backfield. A huge loss inside there. Santa Maria, number 47, was in there, as well as Kahn, number 8. We're also going to get a penalty. It's actually Justice Album. My apologies, number 47, who had the sack. So we're going to get a timeout for Nevada Union. They're down 13, and they've got third of the mile coming up here when we take this one-minute commercial break here on KI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
Hi, K-High listeners. I'm Brandon Harris with Homer Insurance. So what makes us different? Well, first of all, we live in your community and understand the insurance environment you're dealing with. Whether it's your home or your business, your insurance situation is unique. We have access to an enormous market of top-rated carriers, and we'll find the one that fits your unique situation the best. We want you to experience the service you deserve. Hit a home run and call Homer Insurance today. 916-339-7070. That's 916-339-7070.
We are here with Connie from Auburn Trophies, located at 1221 Grass Valley Highway in the Fiddler's Green Shopping Center. Connie, sports are back.
And we are so glad Auburn Trophies has trophies for all sports. And we not only do trophies, but we do laser engraving, commercial plaques, and so much more. Stop by and see us anytime or
call them at 530-885-2669 or email sales@auburntrophies.com.
We are a proud sponsor of Plaster Hillman Football on K-High.
This is your home for Friday Night Football in the Foothills, 104.5 FM and AM 950 K-High.
Welcome back. Third and 23 with 7:39 to play after the sack by Justice Alba. And now we're going to get another trick play. They pitch it out. Flea flicker downfield. It's going to be intercepted. Merrick Azzarello intercepted at the goal line. And the Hillmen take over. Another big catch for Merrick Azzarello. He has the one on offense. Now he has the one on defense to boot. And the Hillmen defense hanging tough here. It's nothing but green and white and a 13-point lead. And so now with 7:31 to play, the Hillmen defense, after getting that interception, have allowed the Hillmen offense a chance to go downfield and really bust this thing wide open. They're going to start this ball at the 20-yard line after Azzarello ruled down the touchback in the end zone. The Hillmen have all three of their timeouts left with 7:31 to play in the first half. Baylor Kelly gets sweep on the end around. Kelly cuts it inside, out across the 25, and finally trips up near the Hillmen 26. Baylor Kelly getting a gain of about 6. It'll make it 2nd and 4 coming up. Statler on the tackle with 7:11 to play. As the Hillmen offense, they're going to pitch to make it a gain of 5 for 2nd and 5. So ball marked at the Hillmen 25. Hillmen under center. Miller up the middle again. This is Sean Jones on the carry as Jones is slammed near the 30. Some extracurriculars as the refs are going to try to break that up. Ball is officially marked at the 30-yard line. Sean Jones, they're going to say Jones is officially marked down at the 31. Result of the play is a first down for Plaster as Jones gets more than 5 there. Ball marked at the 31 for Plaster. They're going to go play action. Miller has time. Pressure coming, steps in the pocket. Miller trying to find somebody. He can't find anybody. And Ryan is slammed at around the 25-yard line. So Ryan Miller on the play action thought it'd be best to hold it and just live to fight another down. Sack made by Lightning Bearfield for Nevada Union. Ball is at the 25. They're going to officially give it a loss of 5 on the sack. 2nd and 15 coming up now for the Hillmen as this second quarter has gone by what seems to be in a flash. There's only 5:45 remaining in the first half. They're going to go up the middle again, and it looks like the ball came out in the last second. Nevada Union is saying they have it. There's a fumble on the run. A lot of action at the bottom of that pile, I can only imagine. We're still waiting to see what the rule is. And Nevada Union does have it. Man. And Baylor Kelly, a uncharacteristic fumble by BK as Meek recovers the fumble at around the Hillman 31. And with 5:29 to go, the Hillmen have given the ball away again. And Nevada Union will once again try to make the most of a Hillman miscue. 5:29 to play in the first half. Nevada Union only has one timeout remaining. Crossing. Pressure coming. Throws it downfield. Passes. Caught the five. Touchdown, Nevada Union. Elkema near side. A bullseye of a pass from Liam Crossin to Ryder Elkema has made it a 7-point game pending the PAT. The first play after a uncharacteristic Baylor Kelly fumble has once again made this a one-possession ball game. Nevada Union set to kick the PAT. Kick is up. It's high, but it is going to be good. So the Nevada Union Miners on one play are able to make the most of the uncharacteristic Baylor Kelly fumble and make the most out of it. It is officially now 20-14 Hillman with 5:22 to play in the first half. This kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies in the Auburn area for all your trophy needs. And by the Mel's Diner for all your exquisite flavors, appetizer samplers, wings, onion rings, and all things. Go to the Mel's Diner. 5:22 to play in the first, and the Hillmen have seen their what once was a 13-point lead shrink to just six. After another fumble, the second one of the first half, two uncharacteristic turnovers, which is something the Hillmen pride themselves on not doing. So now the Hillmen with 5:22 looking to put together a quality drive to avoid any pitfalls. This kickoff return to the 15-yard line, one broken tackle, another broken tackle, and upended at the 27-yard line are going to be the Hillmen as they will get out to start that drive around the 27. Seth Hurd with the return. Kiesel making the tackle. The football is officially marked at the Hillmen 28. Shotgun for Ryan Miller and company. Now he'll go up to the line of scrimmage. They go up the middle on first down to Sean Jones, and Jones, still moving his feet, gets a gain of a more than a couple, maybe three or four on first down. That'll officially take us inside 5 minutes in the first half.
Run by Plaster, number five, Sean Jones.
So Jones, this tackle would look to be at around the 33. Austin Putnam making the tackle. Second and five. Hillman got to get to at least their own 38 to move those sticks and get a fresh new set of downs. Shotgun for Ryan Miller on second and five. Baylor Kelly has it, bounced it out to the far side, and Kelly still going. Baylor still on his feet, has the first down and more. As Baylor Kelly was knocked back temporarily, Nevada Union thought they had him down. He kept going, and Baylor pushed it across the Placer 40 as they will have him marked now officially at the 43. Savario making the tackle, and Hillman have a fresh new set of downs. 4:24 to play in the first half. The Hillman taking their time, looking to chew a lot of time off this clock. Ball officially, as mentioned, at the 43. They fake it to Kelly. They're going to go up the middle as that run is going to get to at least the Hillman 48, courtesy of Danny Sanchez Harlow. Gain of around five there. Under 4 minutes.
Tackled by number two, Brady Campbell, number 10, Daniel Samario.
Samario making the tackle. Campbell making the tackle. 3:51 to play. Gain of five. Second down. As the Hillmen are at the own 48-yard line, Ryan Miller going to go under center. Drops back to pass. Fires it near side. Pass is almost caught by Kiefer in Nevada Union territory, but it was bobbled. They put Kiefer on a little slant route on the near side. Incomplete. And so now a very crucial third and five for Blacker. If they cannot get this and are forced to punt, it would allow Nevada Union, who despite having only one timeout, has more than enough time to score and potentially take the lead back for the first time since it was 7-0 Miners. Miller, shotgun. Taylor Kelly, jet sweep. Kelly bouncing off the outside. He's tripped up at around the 49, just short of the first down marker. That'll make it fourth and one with 3:23 to play. Tackle made by Carter Van Meter, number zero. Fourth and one is officially the call. Joey Montoya has no intention of punting. Miller under center. Up the middle, and Baylor Kelly has the first down and more. Baylor's still going as he's upended it around the Nevada Union 41. Gain of around eight on the fourth and one attempt. Not only does Blaster convert, they succeed with flying colors. Under 3 minutes to play in the first half. .254 to play in the first half. The Hillmen still with all three of their timeouts. Miller under in the shotgun. Now we're going to get a whistle on the play.
Stop and play. Timeout, Nevada Union.
.247 to play in the first half as the Hillmen drop play to the whistle, and now it's going to be a timeout for Nevada Union. The Hillmen driving. They lead it 20-14 with 2:47 to go in the first half. 1 minute commercial break. We'll be right back after this.
For all your heating and air conditioning needs, make it Mackey. As a proud sponsor of high school athletics, Mackey Heating and Air has honest, incentive-free technicians, the best prices around, and emergency service. Mackey also installs whole house fans that saves money and helps you live comfortably. Hillman supporters, mention this ad and receive $50 off any service. Call 530-885-3449 or go online to MackeyAir.com. Your local, reliable HVAC, Mackey Heating and Air.
For over 30 years, Sunrise Natural Foods has been dedicated to helping our community find the best supplements and health foods for a vibrant, healthy lifestyle. Our expert buyers and product consultants carefully select top-quality, science-backed nutritional products to ensure you're putting the best ingredients in your body. Those 55 and better save 15% every Wednesday, and everyone saves on hundreds of products every day. Visit Sunrise Natural Foods today, where we look forward to serving you for the next 30 years.
For more Friday Night Football in the Foothills coverage, follow us on Twitter at KHI Radio. Now, back to the game.
Welcome back. Hillmen with 2:20 to play are driving. The run by Jones gets them inside Nevada Union 35 with 2:15 to play. Up the middle, it's a big run. Cutting it back. This is going to be a big run as the Hillmen have it inside the Nevada Union 30. Sean Jones with another big-time run. 2:09 to play in the first half. And the Hillmen now are going to swap out some player personnel. Jones gets this ball officially to the Nevada Union 27. We are officially under 2 minutes in the first half. And keep in mind, our Hillmen have all three of their timeouts remaining. Miller under center, hands up the middle. Sean Jones has across the 25, tripped up at around the minor 23. 1:45 to play. Clock continuing to run. Joey Montoya, very, very delicate with how he's going to spend this time. More than likely, they're going to get inside the 20, and the hope is that they can use some of these timeouts. As Ryan Miller hurrying up on second and five. Ball game marked the Nevada Union 23. Miller, shotgun formation. Baylor Kelly in motion to the far side. Miller going to keep it over the middle. Man wide open. It's caught. Touchdown. Plaster, Hillmen, Danny Sanchez-Horlo. We've hit the jackpot. Ryan Miller on the RPO. He faked it on the handoff, and it freed up Sanchez Harlow up the middle. The Hillmen have made this a multiple possession game. Once again, the lead is the 12th with 1:12 remaining pending the PAT. Marcus sets to kick the PAT. Snap a little high, kick is up, and it is good. And so the Hillmen back up 13 with 1:12 remaining in the first half. This kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies for all your Auburn Trophy needs, and the Mel's Diner for all your food needs. So Sanchez Harlow, who has been burning defenses all year, flying under the radar in the shadow of Kelly and Jones, goes out for a pass play and makes the Miners pay as the Hillmen continue to dig the Miners into hole after hole just when they think they've got close enough in striking distance to retake the lead. Marcus, who kicked this ball away back to Nevada Union, who used their last time out in the first half with 1:12 remaining in the first half. Nevada Union, as I mentioned, they used that last time out late in the second quarter. That ball is kicked inside the 10-yard line. Nevada Union going to take it out, and a big hit at around the 20-yard line as laying the wood there is number 8 time on Pritchett. It's actually Sheldon, number 9, who made the tackle, and Sheldon laying the boom as the ball is going to be officially placed at the minor 20. It's going to be interesting to see how aggressive Nevada Union is here, because Plaster is going to get the ball back to start the second half. Nevada Union took it first. They're going to go up the middle as they're going to get a gain of maybe around 2 with officially 1 minute to play in the first half. And by the looks of it, Nevada Union will not be aggressive. Probably take this in to the first half. Under 45 seconds to play here. Second and 8 after the 2-yard gain on the run. 35 seconds. Nevada Union with a big run here to the minor 35. Did they get out of bounds? It looks like they did with 32 seconds as Elkema moves the chains. Santa Maria making the tackle. But now it gets a little interesting because Nevada Union giving themselves a little bit of room here with 32 seconds left in the first half. They're officially at their own 34. Nevada Union goes under center. Run up the middle as taking this one is going to be Elkema. And with 15 seconds, that looks to be the final play of the first half. So that'll do it. The Hillmen start off on the wrong foot, give them a big bomb, a big running play on back-to-back plays, but they find their footing. They outscore Nevada Union 27-7 the rest of the first half. And at the end of one half, your Hillmen take a 27-14 lead here with one half of football left. We'll go to halftime. Don't go anywhere here on KI Radio 950 AM 104.5 FM.
Strictly Toyondas on Stadium Way, just behind Placer High, is committed to providing their customers with excellent service, period. They understand that automotive maintenance and repair is neither convenient nor fun. They value their customers and always put them first, listening to problems and helping find solutions. In addition to Toyotas and Hondas, Strictly Toyondas also services Subaru, Nissan, and Infiniti, as well as other domestic vehicles. Stop in at Strictly Toyondas at 135 Stadium Way in Auburn, or call them at 887-0808. Strictly Toyondas.
For over 30 years now, Echo Valley Ranch has been serving the community with quality farm and ranch products. Farmer's Brand and Purina Feed, quality hay, alfalfa, and straw, all with delivery available. Looking for endurance tack? At Echo Valley Ranch, they outfit Tevis Cup riders with bridles, halters, and reins. Need to keep your critters corralled? Echo Valley Ranch has horse shelters, fencing, gates, and panels for every size animal on your spread, and expert advice to help you design the perfect home for your livestock. Do you like eggs? Get your chicks at Echo Valley Ranch and watch those laying hens produce fresh eggs for you and the entire family. At Echo Valley Ranch, they have something for every animal you own, including the cow's favorite, the Salt Lick. Visit Echo Valley Ranch for the highest quality dog and cat food, all at competitive prices. Echo Valley Ranch, 205 Nevada Street, or call 530-823-1482. That's 823-1482. Echo Valley Ranch, your downtown feed store, and a whole lot more.
Anderson's Sierra Pipe is a proud supporter of the Garden Goddesses on K-High. For retail supply needs, visit Anderson's at 825 Nevada Street in Auburn. If you're looking for irrigation supplies or need guidance on how to be water wise, Anderson's can help with everything from fertilizing to weed control and drainage. Anderson's is the area's largest supplier of pellets and energy logs, and they're fully stocked for summer orders to save on future price increases. Call Anderson's at 530-885-8475. If you're looking for service, repair, or water testing, Anderson's service department is at 385 Chamberlain Avenue. Call the service team at 530-888-3756.
Every year, dozens of first responders and police are injured or killed while assisting motorists on the side of busy highways. And hundreds of people are killed changing tires or stopping for other reasons. Most drivers are unaware that the law in all 50 states says that when you see flashing lights, you're required to slow down and move to the next lane. Failing to obey these laws can result in fines and criminal charges if someone is injured. So if you see a police car, ambulance, tow truck, fire truck, or any emergency vehicle on the side of the road, slow down to at least 20 miles per hour below the speed limit and move to the next lane. And if you think you need to pull over to the side of the road, do so only if it's an emergency, and never pull over to the median side of the highway. Park as far from the highway as possible, turn on your hazard lights, make sure all passengers get out of the vehicle, and light flares if you have them. And don't risk your life trying to change a flat tire on a dangerous highway. Carefully drive to the nearest exit. To learn more, visit nationalpolice.org.
And here's your K-High News for Friday, October 3rd. I'm Chris Quant. Aerial search and rescue team pulls hiker from vast Northern California forest. This is from Fox 40 News. A hiker was rescued from the El Dorado National Forest on Monday after getting stuck in a rock outcropping, according to the El Dorado County Sheriff's Office. The sheriff's office said locating and rescuing the hiker was a challenge given the vastness of the forest and the precarious nature he was in. The man was hiking off trail above Angora Lakes and was stuck in a crack along a sheer granite wall with a small flat area to stand on. Unable to go up or down, the hiker required a hoist to be pulled from the area before being returned to the trail. In October 2023, the El Dorado County Sheriff's Office launched its first ever aerial search and rescue unit with the addition of an Airbus H-125 named Echo One. The crew of Echo One is made up of existing deputies with military experience flying helicopters and are experienced in search and rescue and aerial firefighting missions. Katie Porter for California governor, quote, "We need fresh voices," unquote, Congresswoman says. This is from the Sacramento Bee. Representative Katie Porter will be leaving Congress next year, but she may be eyeing another elected seat, the California governor's office. The Irvine Democrat served three terms in the House and opted to run for California's open Senate seat this year rather than seeking re-election. She finished third in the March primary behind Democratic Representative Adam Schiff and Republican Steve Garvey, a former Los Angeles Dodgers baseball star. With Governor Gavin Newsom termed out after 2026, Democrats have sought to get an early jump on raising money and name ID in which could be a chaotic race to lead the most populous state in the union and the world's fifth largest economy. A poll conducted by USC, Cal State Long Beach, and Cal Poly Pomona in September found that half of California voters haven't made up their minds on an election that's still 2 years away, but 14%, the largest group, said if the election were held today, they would vote for Porter. The outgoing congresswoman said she planned to return to teaching at UC Irvine School of Law after leaving Congress next year. Porter had the most support in a question that asked about both confirmed and potential candidates. State Senator Brian Dahl, who challenged Newsom for the top office in 2022 but lost, had the second highest support with 5.3%, Riverside Sheriff Chad Bianco was third with 4.7%. Back with more news after this.
You say you'd never give in to a meltdown. Never let kids' toys take over the house. And never fill your feed with kid photos. You'd never plan your life around their schedule. Never lick your thumb to clean their face. And you'd never let them leave the house looking like less than their best. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it. Never let them stay up too late. And never let them run wild through the grocery store.
Clean up on aisle 6 and aisle 3.
So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Continuing now with your K-High News from the Morning Brew, most homes in Helene's path didn't have flood insurance. Only 2% of the homes hit by Hurricane Helene in Georgia, North Carolina, and South Carolina had a policy protecting them against catastrophic flooding, according to an analysis by Politico and E&E News. The storm tore through 6 states, killing at least 200 people, with particularly sweeping devastation in the mountainous parts of western North Carolina, where few people saw it coming. Homeowners there don't usually have flood insurance, either because they aren't expecting heavy hurricane damage that far from the coast, or because they can't afford it. FAA announces 2 vocational programs to get more air traffic controllers. Some college grads can start working in control towers without having to train at the Federal Aviation Administration's Academy in Oklahoma, the agency said this week. Graduates of a new vocational program offered at Tulsa Community College and the University of Oklahoma will be able to begin on-the-job training right after finishing school. The move is part of the FAA's effort to combat the employee shortage that has led to staff burnout and flight delays. Despite recent success in ramping up hiring, the agency reported earlier this year that it is still short about 3,000 air traffic controllers. And from the Morning Brew, here's what else is brewing. OpenAI, which closed the largest funding round ever at $6.6 billion earlier this week, has also secured $4 billion in credit. PayPal completed its first transaction using its proprietary stablecoin to pay an invoice to Ernst & Young. It's a milestone for the payments company's advance into cryptocurrency. The free IRS tax filing software, which was piloted in 12 states for the 2024 tax season, will be available in 24 states for 2025. McDonald's will sell the Chicken Big Mac in the U.S. beginning on October 10th, but only for a limited time. And Garth Brooks was accused of sexual assault and battery by his former makeup artist in a civil lawsuit. And finally, also from the Morning Brew, today's word of the day is agronomy, meaning a branch of agriculture dealing with field crop production and soil management, agronomy. And that's your K-High News for this Friday, October 4th. I'm Chris Quant.
For classic American food in a fun atmosphere, it's Mel's Diner in Auburn. Mel's is a throwback to the diners of the 50s and 60s with great food and service and family-friendly. Breakfast served all day, plus your favorite blue plate specials, classic fountain drinks and desserts, and over 15 delicious Mel burgers to choose from. So whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, order online or stop in Mel's Diner. 1730 Grass Valley Highway at Luther Road in Auburn, a proud supporter of Placer High Athletics.
Since 1947, Robinson Sand and Gravel has been serving the community. They're still a family-run local business, and building one-on-one relationships with every customer is still their number one priority. They offer a complete line of construction aggregate, decorative landscape rock, and specialty soil. For years, local area customers with all kinds of projects have trusted Robinson, and you can too. 2145 Grass Valley Highway in Auburn, Robinson Sand and Gravel, a proud supporter of local high school athletics.
We are here with Connie from Auburn Trophies, located at 1221 Grass Valley Highway in the Fiddler's Green Shopping Center. Connie, sports are back.
And we are so glad Auburn Trophies has trophies for all sports. And we not only do trophies, but we do laser engraving, commercial plaques, and so much more. Stop by and see us anytime or
call them at 530-885-2669 or email sales@auburntrophies.com.
We are a proud sponsor of Placer Hillman Football on K.
For over 30 years, Sunrise Natural Foods has been dedicated to helping our community find the best supplements and health foods for a vibrant, healthy lifestyle. Our expert buyers and product consultants carefully select top-quality, science-backed nutritional products to ensure you're putting the best ingredients in your body. Those 55 and better save 15% every Wednesday, and everyone saves on hundreds of products every day. Visit Sunrise Natural Foods today, where we look forward to serving you for the next 30 years.
Strictly Toyandas on Stadium Way, just behind Placer High, is committed to providing their customers with excellent service, period. Now, they understand that automotive maintenance and repair is neither convenient nor fun. They value their customers and always put them first, listening to problems and helping find solutions. In addition to Toyotas and Hondas, Strictly Toyandas also services Subaru, Nissan, and Infiniti, as well as all other domestic vehicles. Stop in at Strictly Toyandas at 135 Stadium Way in Auburn or call them at 887-0808. Strictly Toyandas.
For over 30 years now, Echo Valley Ranch has been serving the community with quality farm and ranch products. Farmers Brand and Purina Feed, quality hay, alfalfa, and straw, all with delivery available. Looking for endurance tack? At Echo Valley Ranch, they outfit Tevis Cup Riders with bridles, halters, and reins. Need to keep your critters corralled? Echo Valley Ranch has horse shelters, fencing, gates, and panels for every size animal on your spread, and expert advice to help you design the perfect home for your livestock. Do you like eggs? Get your chicks at Echo Valley Ranch and watch those laying hens produce fresh eggs for you and the entire family. At Echo Valley Ranch, they have something for every animal you own, including the cow's favorite, the Salt Lick. Visit Echo Valley Ranch for the highest quality dog and cat food, all at competitive prices. Echo Valley Ranch, 205 Nevada Street, or call 530-823-1482. That's 823-1482. Echo Valley Ranch, your downtown feed store, and a whole lot more.
Anderson Sierra Pipe is a proud supporter of the Garden Goddesses on K-High. For retail supply needs, visit Anderson's at 825 Nevada Street in Auburn. If you're looking for irrigation supplies or need guidance on how to be water wise, Anderson's can help with everything from fertilizing to weed control and drainage. Anderson's is the area's largest supplier of pellets and energy logs, and they're fully stocked for summer orders to save on future price increases. Call Anderson's at 530-885-8475. If you're looking for service, repair, or water testing, Anderson's service department is at 385 Chamberlain Avenue. Call the service team at 530-888-3756.
This is the place.
Hey! Yo! This is my grandson, Mike. It's his 18th birthday.
Man.
Wow! One of the best years of my life.
Well, when I was 18, the ladies used to think I was fine.
Yeah, your grandma, maybe.
Oh! Come on, man.
He's a smart guy, but I thought he could use a little advice today. Mm-hmm. Start putting away some money.
Call your mother.
And now that you're 18, you need to sign up with the Selective Service System.
Remember Jamie Thomas?
Yeah.
Heard he didn't register and was denied a job with TSA.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
That's it. Save money, call mom, and register with SSS.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Grandpa, this boy got that police hair, the kind that roll up and stop wherever he wants to.
That's cold, but just cut the boy's hair.
I don't know what to do with it.
Be the man. Register with the Selective Service System today at SSS.gov.
Good looking boy, but ugly hair.
Day one, diagnosis day. The hardest day. The day you hear,
I'm sorry, this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
On day 185, LLS helped me file my insurance claims properly.
We are here for you. We exist for everyone fighting leukemia, lymphoma, myeloma, and other types of blood cancer.
LLS provided immediate financial support that helped me keep my business going through treatment.
Day 5,840 and counting, and I'm still in remission.
To learn more and get help on day 1, day 2, day 983, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572. That's LLS.org, 1-800-955-4572.
I can't believe we have to make this commercial.
It's ridiculous.
You'll think it's ridiculous too. Listen to this.
This commercial is about, well, it's about parents being rude at high school athletic events.
Ridiculous, right?
It gets worse. Studies show more than 75% of new high school officials are quitting because of bad adult behavior.
So now there's a shortage of refs here in California. In almost all sports.
No officials means no more games.
Is that what you want for us?
Come on, parents.
It's time to grow up.
Cheer for your team.
Be proud of your children.
But stop being so ridiculous.
And don't make us run another commercial.
Because we will.
This message presented by the California Interscholastic Federation and the California State Athletic Directors Association, reminding you to always practice good sportsmanship.
Only 1 in 5 people with disabilities, including those with autism, are employed, despite many having the skill set and desire to work.
Maybe it's because employers don't know what kind of jobs they can do.
Okay, try me.
What about a programmer?
That is a job for someone with autism.
What about a teacher?
That is a job for someone with autism.
Oh, how about a healthcare worker?
Yes, those are all jobs for someone with autism. The truth is, qualified people with autism can do a lot of different jobs, but often get overlooked due to outdated stigmas and beliefs. Businesses value diversity, but sometimes don't recognize the unique strengths and abilities of the autism community. Introducing WIN, the Workplace Inclusion Now program by Autism Speaks. We help businesses lead the way in inclusive hiring.
Ooh, what about a ranch hand?
Yeah!
Sure, that's a job for someone with autism too. To learn more, go to autismspeaks.org/win. That's autismspeaks.org/win.
Colorectal cancer patients hear a million things when they are diagnosed.
At least it's a good cancer.
You're strong. You got this,
just
girl.
Just stay positive.
You don't look sick.
My dad had cancer.
You know, I saw a juice coming back.
I'm so sorry.
Everything will be fine.
You'll beat this. You're tough.
What are you going to do now?
And then there's what they really need to hear.
The Colorectal Cancer Alliance are survivors and caregivers who have lived what you are going through.
Did you know that the Alliance has access to clinical trials, screening navigation, and treatment options?
The BRDDI program helped me understand things in a way my doctors couldn't.
We are the largest nonprofit dedicated to ending colon and rectal cancers.
The Alliance is a guide along your path with cancer.
There is real hope.
Everyone over 45 needs to get screened. Everyone.
Learn about preventive screening and find support at colorectalcancer.org. Go to the Alliance. Go to colorectalcancer.org.
When your car is making a strange noise, no matter what it is, you can't just pretend it's not happening.
That's an interesting sound.
It's like your mental health. If you're struggling and feeling overwhelmed, it's important to do something about it. It can be as simple as talking to someone in your community or just taking a deep, calming breath when you need it. Nice. For mental health resources, check out loveyourmindtoday.org. At loveyourmindtoday.org, you'll find information that may help you get through a tough time. Things like tips for dealing with stress, how to navigate difficulties like financial worries, anger, substance use, and more. You can also find real stories of how people navigated their own mental health challenges. Because once you start to address the problem, you can go so much further. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Friday Night Football in the Foothills on 104.5 FM and AM 950 K-High.
Welcome back. 27-14. The start of the second half as the Hillman receives the opening kick, and it's a big return for Kiefer Abs, who spins his way to the Hillman 30. And so here comes the Hillman offense, and it's been an offense that has at times been overpowered, Nevada Union, and it's also shot itself in the foot with a couple of miscues. Ayani making a tackle on the opening kickoff as the Hillman offense here with 11:53 to play in the second half will look to tack on more points
They already lead by 13, and like mentioned before we went to halftime, the Hillmen were down 7-0 early, and from that point on, they extended and outscored the Miners 27-7 the rest of the way. First and 10 handoff. This is Sean Jones. He's out across the 35 to the 36. Sean Jones gets that carry. Second down coming. So Jones gets it to the 37. Gain of six. And Tokiyama makes the tackle. Second and four coming up for the Hillmen. Miller, shotgun. Throws it far side. Azarello catches it. First down, 45. Azarello at the 50. And he has a great little return there as Merrick Azarello caught the ball on the comeback route. Gets the first down and then a little more yardage. And for the Hillmen, now two plays in at midfield. 11-12 to play in the third quarter as the Hillmen are up 13. And driving it will seemingly as his offense has picked up where it left off in the first half. Another run. This is Baylor out across the 45. And now we've got another fumble by the looks of it. We'll see who has it recovered. Nevada Union says they do. And they do. Another fumble for the Plaster Hillmen.
That's a non-defiant by number 11, Baylor Kelly. Results of the fumble recovered by Nevada Union. Number 10, Daniel DeMaio.
DeMaio with the fumble recovery. And with 10:48 to play in the third quarter, the Nevada Union Miners with another chance off another fumble to capitalize and make it a one-score game. Run up the middle. It's a big one, and out across the 45 is going to be Nevada Union zone number 9, Brandon McCallum. The one play in, and the Miners are inside Hillmen territory. 10:38 to play in the third quarter. Ball is at the Hillmen 44-yard line. End around. Ziggy Pritchett looking to get to the corner. 10:18 to play. Cole Kine making the tackle. Ball is at the Hillmen 43-yard line. Under 10 minutes now in the third quarter, as with a minimal gain there by Pritchett, they'll make it second and 10. And the Hillmen just trying to stop the bleeding here after another turnover. Up the middle again, it's going to be another run as out across the 40 is McCallum. 9:40 to play in the third quarter. Third down upcoming. Luke Plaster making the tackle. Ball is out across the 40-yard line. Officially marked at the Hillmen 38 with 9:22 to play. Under center, Nevada Union. They're going to have another run up the middle. The 35. Go the Miners. So third and a couple coming up for Nevada Union here on after the second down run. Brandon McCallum with another run. Etsy with the tackle. 8:51 to play. Fourth and one. The run was actually on third down. My apologies. Fourth and one. Nevada Union has to get it to the Plaster 33. Under center they go. They're going to try to draw him offside. It didn't work. Now they snap the ball, and up the middle, it looks like Nevada Union has the first down, and they do. .826 to play in the third, and Nevada Union moves the sixth officially. Brandon McCallum with another big run, and the Hillmen right here. with 8:16 to play in the third. The Hellmen still marching. Run on first down as Azzarello makes a tackle with 7:57 to play in the third. They're going to officially mark it a gain of two. Second and eight coming up. They're going to mark the ball at the Hellmen 30-yard line. They're going to go up the middle again. It's a gain of a couple as Nevada Union now, that run is inside the Hellmen 30. Number 9, McCallum with another run. Alba, number 47, making the tackle. The Hellmen up 13. Nevada Union taking their time. They've almost used up half of the time in the third quarter on this drive. A run up the middle again. It's going to be Elkema. Elkema pushed back and around the Placer 25. This will make it fourth down after that third down play. So the ball marked at the Hellmen 25. Fourth and short. The Hellmen trying to prevent Nevada Union from crossing their 22. 6:42 to play in the third. And a big fourth down attempt at a conversion here for Nevada Union. Down 13, they've wasted more lead nearly half the time in the third quarter on this drive alone. Here we go, under center, play action. It's a throw, it is caught at around the 18-yard line for the first down. Pritchett with a catch as Crofton with a great throw on the play-action bootleg. First down for Nevada Union with 6:18 to play in the third quarter. Ball at the Hellmen 19. They're going to go up the middle, and it's a run of a couple. The ball now officially inside the Hellmen 20. McCallum with the run up the middle. Time making the tackle at the Hellmen 16. With 5:55 to play in the third quarter. And the Hellmen just trying to stop the bleeding when it comes to the run game. It's going to be another run for Nevada Union. And now it'll be third down coming up after the second and eight run. Gets Nevada Union to what looks to be for sure inside the Hellmen 15. They'll officially mark the ball down at the 11-yard line. 5:24 to play. Ball is at the Hellmen 11. Third and three coming up now. Under center, play action. Now Copen going to keep it. Excuse me, Crofton going to keep it. With under 5 minutes to go now, it looked like he did not get it. Fourth and three coming up. So Nevada Union will have to get to the Hellmen 9-yard line to extend this drive to make it first and goal. And now we're going to get a timeout. For Nevada Union, that's their first timeout of the second half. They'll have two remaining. 30-second commercial break here. Hellmen, Phillip 13 with 4:35 to play in the third. When we come back after this on KI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
Anderson's Sierra Pipe is a proud supporter of the Garden Goddesses on K-High. For retail supply needs, visit Anderson's at 825 Nevada Street in Auburn. If you're looking for irrigation supplies or need guidance on how to be water wise, Anderson's can help with everything from fertilizing to weed control and drainage. Anderson's is the area's largest supplier of pellets and energy logs, and they're fully stocked for summer orders to save on future price increases. Call Anderson's at 530-885-8475. If you're looking for service, repair, or water testing, Anderson's service department is at 385 Chamberlain Avenue. Call the service team at 530-888-3756.
This is your home for Friday Night Football in the Foothills, 104.5 FM and AM 950 K-High.
Welcome back. A big 4th-and-3 now as the Hillmen looking to prevent Nevada Union from extending this to make it 1st-and-goal. From the Hillmen 13-yard line, they go under center. Crossing pitches it, and it looks like Nevada Union is going to have the first down. It's going to be really close. By the looks of it, it looks like they have it after Elkema with the pitch. He busted it out to the near side. Elkema, they're going to spot him, what looks to be at the 9-yard line. And it looks like he is short. And the Hillmen have stopped Nevada Union. They say it wasn't enough for Elkema on the pitch. And with 4:27 to play in the third, the Hillmen take over. So the Hillmen will start this drive at their own 9-yard line. The Hillmen start this drive at their own 9-yard line with 4:19 to play in the third quarter. The defense hanging tough. Now the offense looking to put the back-breaking touchdown. And it's a big run for Sean Jones, who's out across the 20 on 1st-and-10. Sean Jones continuing to run the rock at a record pace next to his predecessor, Baylor Kelly. As the ball officially marked now at the Hillmen 23, fresh new set of downs with 4:09 to play in the third quarter. And Sanchez Harlow up the middle, and Danny is out across the 30 and then some. 3:55 to play, and the Hillmen continue to run the rock and pound it and pound Nevada Union into submission. Can't make it a tackle. Ball marks the 33 and second. Actually, a fresh new set of downs for the Hillmen. The Hillmen now are going to definitely want to take some time off the clock. Obviously, a lot of football left to play. More on that in a minute. As Sean Jones gets another carry on 1st-and-10, wrapped up at around the 35. Hillmen up 13, obviously, as mentioned before, the Jones carry, a lot of time left to be played. But if the Hillmen can milk a lot of the clock off the third quarter and then at the same time find a way to put this game to bed, up 20 on a potential touchdown, more power to them. Ball marked at the 37 of the Hillmen, 2nd-and-6 coming up now. They're going to go shotgun. Miller hands it off. Not a whole lot of running room there as they give it to Jones again. 2:43 to play in the third. DeVario making the tackle, and for now, it'll be a big third and a couple coming up. 3rd-and-5 as the Hillmen have to get it to their own 43 to move the stick. They are officially at their own 38, 3rd-and-5. Here we go. 2:23 to play in the third. Shotgun. Miller sends one man in motion. Jet sweep. Baylor Kelly, 40, breaks another tackle, lunges, and it looks like Baylor might have got it. Kelly was wrapped up at around the 43. He made one final push, and they're going to give it to him. A fresh new set of downs and a big third down conversion for the Hillmen with 2:10 to play in the third. Hillmen is first down. 1:55 to play in the third. Clock continuing to run. 1st-and-10 for the Hillmen. Another run. It's actually going to be a big pass downfield. Pass was caught by Kiefer as the 20. 10 by Keith Thorne. Touchdown, Blaster Hillmen. Number 6, Ryan Miller on the play action hit Kiefer at the 20, and Kiefer, who had his back to the goal line, just reached up and got it, turned around, he walked in for 6. Marcus set for the extra PAT. And with 1:43 to go, the Hillmen officially up 19, heading to PAT. Snap good, hold good, kick is up, and the PAT is good. And so the Hillmen, with 1:43 to play, have officially made this a 20-point ball game. This kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies, for all your Auburn Trophy needs, look no further than Auburn Trophies. Three to go in the third quarter as the Hillmen touchdown makes it a 20-point game. Marcus set to kick it off to Pritchard. The kick by Marcus is high. It's going to be returned at around the 5-yard line by Ziggy Pritchard. Pritchard tripped around the 20. And that's where this drive will start for Nevada Union with 1:38 to play. With 1:38 to go, Nevada Union will start this drive at their own 20. So the Hillmen weathered the storm, have weathered the mistakes tonight. And as a result of that, they're up 20 with 1:38 to play in the third quarter. This is something that they weren't able to do against Roseville. And you could have had that game go a couple of other different ways. With one bounce of the football or another, play action. No, it's a run. This ball is going to be advanced towards the 22 for Nevada Union. And the Hillmen really did what they did when they started out 4-0 this year. They answered the bell, answered the call, and they were able to overcome those mistakes, just like they have been able to overcome some of those mistakes tonight. And they're showing you why they're on the verge of going to 5-1 on the year. They're going to go up the middle again as advancing towards the 30 is going to be Elkema. And Elkema will advance the ball to the 31 officially, a fresh new set of downs for Nevada Union. Nevada Union down 20, trying to obviously have to score here if you have any chance of coming back to win this game. The Hillmen know more than likely one stop here on defense will probably steal the deal. Nevada Union going up the middle. They get to around the 35. 33 seconds remaining in the third quarter.
Run on the play by number 3, Ryder Elkema.
De Silva making the tackle. Second down coming up now for the Miners.
Second and 5.
Second and 5 now for Nevada Union. 17 seconds remaining in the third. Nevada Union looking to get one more playoff before the third ends. They try to run it and busting through the middle to the 45 for the first down and then some is going to be McCallum. And so with 5 seconds remaining, that is going to be the third quarter. So the Hillmen are able to weather the storm. They get the touchdown and send this lead to 20.
That's the end of our third quarter.
And that'll do it. Third quarter down. One quarter is all that separates the Hillmen from going to 5-1 on the year on KI Radio 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
For classic American food in a fun atmosphere, it's Mel's Diner in Auburn. Mel's is a throwback to the diners of the 50s and 60s with great food and service and family-friendly. Breakfast served all day, plus your favorite blue plate specials, classic fountain drinks and desserts, and over 15 delicious Mel burgers to choose from. So whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, order online or stop in Mel's Diner. 1730 Grass Valley Highway at Luther Road in Auburn. A proud supporter of Placer High Athletics.
For all your heating and air conditioning needs, make it Mackey. As a proud sponsor of high school athletics, Mackey Heating and Air has honest, incentive-free technicians, the best prices around, and emergency service. Mackey also installs whole house fans that saves money and helps you live comfortably. Hillman supporters, mention this ad and receive $50 off any service. Call 530-885-3449 or go online to MackeyAir.com. Your local, reliable HVAC, Mackey Heating and Air.
Since 1947, Robinson Sand and Gravel has been serving the community. They're still a family-run local business, and building one-on-one relationships with every customer is still their number one priority. They offer a complete line of construction aggregate, decorative landscape rock, and specialty soil. For years, local area customers with all kinds of projects have trusted Robinson, and you can too. 2145 Grass Valley Highway in Auburn, Robinson Sand and Gravel, a proud supporter of local high school athletics.
We are here with Connie from Auburn Trophies, located at 1221 Grass Valley Highway in the Fiddler's Green Shopping Center. Connie, sports are back.
And we are so glad Auburn Trophies has trophies for all sports. And we not only do trophies, but we do laser engraving, commercial plaques, and so much more. Stop by and see us anytime or
call them at 530-885-2669 or email sales@auburntrophies.com.
We are a proud sponsor of Placer Hillman Football on K.
For more Friday Night Football in the Foothills coverage, follow us on Twitter at K-High Radio. Now, back to the game.
Welcome back. 11-13 to play in the third quarter. Holding call on Nevada Union will push this football back to from Placer territory to inside Nevada Union territory. So, Placer up 20. You never want to give the announcers jinx. But after this, we'll have a bye on October 11th, come back October 18th at 7:30 against a huge game against 12 Bridges. 12 Bridges, as you know, is one of the more competitive teams in the city, or not the city, excuse me, the area, and the league. So that'll be an interesting game as the halfback pitch. Eklund looking to get out across the 40. Makes a nifty move out across the 45, still going, and finally wrestled down at the 48. Great run there by Elkema. And second and 20 becomes a lot more manageable now. It's actually going to make it third and a couple, but another flag on the field with 11:01 to play. As the Hillman up 20 and a flag on the field. The refs are still trying to figure out the flag here. Hillman up 20, 11:01 to play. It's going to be on Nevada Union. Personal foul on Nevada Union. It's going to be a 15-yard penalty. So that run, that nifty run by Elkema is all for nothing. Ball is back at the Nevada Union 20. The fans a little uneasy after that call. The referees have a hard job. You wonder why the referee output is down. Well, it doesn't take two and two to recognize that. Second and 30 to play, 10:48. Run up the middle. That's going to be stopped at around the 25. 10:42 to play. 10:35 now to go in regulation. Running play by number three. So you wonder if the Hillman, who got off of this gangbusters 4-0 start, would respond after a tough loss, albeit a loss by 1 point, but nonetheless a loss. 10:21 to go now. Third and way long coming up now for Nevada Union. Make it 3rd and 30. You wondered how the Hillman would respond, and they responded with flying colors, and that's the mark of a championship ball club. And nonetheless, now the schedule looking a lot more favorable after a big win here with under 10 minutes to go in the fourth. Bouleg. Nevada Union looking for somebody. Now their quarterback will take in a run. He'll just right out of bounds at around 32. 9:51 to play. Fourth and long coming up. So Crossan tried to make a break for it, and obviously had no running room to break it. So 9:51 to play in the fourth. The Hillman looking to take over on downs, and either that or take this punt, and it looks like Nevada Union will punt the football with 9:51 to play. 9:49 to go. That punt is a decent one. And it's another bobbled punt by Kiefer Abbs, who catches it on the rebound and has wrestled down the 31. It's been a rough night, so to speak, for Kiefer Abbs in the punt recovery department. And the Hillman, for sure, on this bye week will have a lot to go over. They had a couple of botches running the football and returning the punts, but nonetheless, that's why you have a bye week like this. You come off a win, and no doubt Joey Montoya and the crew will be able to kind of work out these kinks with 9:35 to play in the fourth. This game, once again, brought to you by Auburn Trophies and the Mills Diner. Keith Jovanovic on the call, 9:50 a.m., 104.5 FM. Shotgun for Ryan Miller here. They're going to send one man in motion. They're going to hand it off the middle, taking that carry. By the looks of it, is Sean Jones, and Jones will get it to around the 35. And, you know, really have a game where everything that could have gone wrong early went wrong for the Hillman. They gave up a big passing play in the defense, which they haven't done all year, and then they had a big running play, and maybe that kind of put them back into place and allowed them to regain focus as the clock goes to under 9 minutes. They're going to give Jones a carry of officially 5 on 1st and 10, 2nd and 5 coming up. But was able maybe to, you know, lock in the fact that, hey, there's football left to be played, and we got to get in here and focus, and that they did the rest of the night. They outscored Nevada Union 34-7 the rest of the way. .842 to play in the fourth. John Jones. Rogan Lydon on the tackle. It's going to make it 3rd and 4. With 8:30 to play in the fourth. Ball is at the 39, 3rd and 4 coming up, 8:15. Ryan Miller drops back. He's going to find an open receiver. That is going to be a first down there for Erickson, the receiver. And so with 8:09 to play, the clock will stop. 1st and 10 for the Hillman. The Hillman now have the ball at their own 44, first down with 8:01 to play in regulation. And the Hillman is looking to expend as much time as possible here. They're up 20, the game no doubt in the balance. 7:45 to play as the Hillman's looking to kill time, and a fresh new set of downs. They're at their disposal. It's another run up the middle, and it's a big run and a big shot laid on the ball carrier. That was Sanchez Arlo, who took a big shot right there at around the Nevada Union 46. Campbell came back and just laid the wood there on Sanchez Arlo. It's equivalent to a Mack truck running into a brick wall and just being stopped dead in your tracks. With 7:10 to play in the fourth, the Hillman. Second and 3 coming up. play action. Miller going to throw it. Got a man wide open. It's Kiefer Evs. He will walk into the end zone for the touchdown. And when it rains, it pours. And it is raining up in Nevada Union. So Kiefer Evs with his second touchdown of the night. And Kiefer Evs, who's had a lot of trouble on the punt return, has had no trouble receiving the football in the offense as the Hillmen extend the lead to 26-40-14, pending the PAT with 6:52 remaining in the fourth quarter. The extra point by Marcus is kicked, but now we're going to get a stoppage here. It'll be a false start for Blacker. We're going to redo this kick. So Marcus will reach through the extra PAT, snap good, hold good, and the extra PAT is good, and the lead is to 27. So a 6-2 to play in the fourth. The Hillmen have extended the lead to 27. That was 6:52 to go. The Hillmen more than in the driver's seat. And they're just going to try to get this ball kicked off here. And now we're going to get a little stoppage in play. This kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies, for all your trophy needs, go to Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies and the Mills Diner, located near Highway 49. The Mills Diner, for all your dining needs. Back to receive from that number 11 is Logan Gandhi. Andrew Marcus will set to kick this off. 6:52 to play in the fourth. The Hillmen up 27 safely. And just looking to get the rest of this time knocked off the clock and advance to their bye week. Once again, I want to thank everybody for joining us here on KI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. As Marcus slams this kick inside the 10, Virtue will return it. He's out across the 15, starts and ducks to the 15, still going, makes another man miss. He's out across the 20, and he'll be wrestled down at around the 21. With 6:42 remaining in the fourth.
On the field,
Yachty makes the run. I got a flag on the field. Sam Maria making a tackle. Gonna be a holding call against Nevada Union. So that will negate the kickoff return by Pritchard as he gets it to inside the 10-yard line now. As now the ball is going to be spotted at the 9-yard line. Here comes Nevada Union, just looking to get some kind of momentum on offense. As Nevada Union goes under center. Now they're going to hand it up the middle, and it's a big run, and they're out across the 15. Ball is on the ground. It's free, and it looks like the Blacker Hillmen have recovered it. And they, by the looks of it, they have. And with 6:25 to play in the fourth, the Hillmen have the football and a big turnover that'll end it as Kemba took the ball, was knocked in midfield and mid-stride, and the Hillmen take it over. And the Boo Birds are out at Nevada Union. Many will debate that fumble for centuries, was the man's knee down or not. We'll never know, but nonetheless, the Hillmen take the football at the Hillmen, at the Nevada Union 17. 6:23 to play in regulation at the Hillmen. Now the Hillmen will take over at the Nevada Union, but look through their 17-yard line and the Plaster Hillmen will go to 5-1, and it's going to be a run up the middle. We might lose battery power here pretty soon. If that's the case, we'll do our best to officially put the final score in on our Twitter page at KI Radio or Facebook, but nonetheless, the game is in the is in safe hands. As the Hillmen, with under 5 minutes to play, are up 27. Ball is at the Nevada Union 14. Ryan Miller under center. Actually taking out the starters as Sanchez Harlow is tackled inside the five. So it looks like Ryan Miller's night and the starters' night is over. As Ashley Lopez got the carry, Diesel making the tackle. So Grant is in at quarterback for the Hillmen with 5:29 to play in the fourth. First and goal from the Hill from about 5 as Lopez takes the carry to around the 3-yard line. We're going to say 5 minutes to go now. The Hillmen up 27 and just trying to run the rest of the clock out. So Kemba and Van Eater making the tackle, under 5 minutes to play in the fourth. The Hillmen are at the Nevada Union 3-yard line. I love you! So the Hillmen with 4:35 to play. Go up the middle again. It looks like it's going to be just short of a touchdown. The ball is out on the ground. The Hillmen have recovered it in the end zone for the touchdown. As recovering the fumble in the end zone is Moore, number 58. So that will be a touchdown officially for Shane Moore, the offensive lineman. So the Hillmen make it a 33-point ball game. As the ball now officially with 4:22 to go, PAT is going to be good. So Andrew Marcus makes the extra point. So 4:22 to play. The Hillmen are 34. So the helmet now is looking to kill the remainder of the clock. So Logan Iotti set to return it. So now the helmet have put in all the reserves as Marcus smashes this kick to around the 10-yard line. This kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. I've had a union looking for some kind of room as the ball is spotted now after that kickoff return around the 28. The Hillman now will prepare for their bye week. With 4:13 to play, up 34. You're just looking to get out of here with no injuries and no bumps or bruises. The ball officially spotted at the Nevada Union 29. Now the Hillman looking to hang tough on defense. It's a big run up the middle to the 35 for Nevada Union. We are under 4 minutes to play as Nevada Union hurrying up to the line of scrimmage here. They're looking to put one more touchdown on the board. .342 to play as Nevada getting another run there on first and 10. Going to make it second and 2 as Anthony Anderson makes it a fresh new set of downs. Ball marked at the Nevada Union 40. Nevada Union is first down. Ball's at the 40-yard line. 3:22 to play in the fourth. Nevada Union go up the middle again as with 3:15 to go. Ball to the 41-yard line. Second and 9 now with 3:03 to play as Nevada Union looks to be content with running the ball. 2:55 to play. Second down and 9 from the Miners 41. They're going to run it again and cutting it inside and cutting it outside is going to be the tailback. And it's another big run there by Elkham, who makes a nifty move to around the 30-yard line of Placer with 2:38 to play. Fresh new set of down. Nevada Union with the first down with 2:38 to play in regulation. A big gain of at least 15 or more by Elkham, and the ball is now spotted at the Hillman 31 with 2:30 to play in regulation. They're going to go up the middle again and cutting it back inside under the 30-yard line. 2:14 to play as Nevada Union just trying to potentially put the ball in for one more scoring play. Ball to the 26-yard line. So, as mentioned, Placer will get the bye week, and then they'll go back home for 2 games consecutively. And that game against 12 Bridges is going to be a dogfight. And everyone at Lefevre and those around the program know that for sure. 1:48 to play. Second and 5. And going up the middle again is going to be Nevada Union, who gets around the 25 with 1:40 to go. And might be 2 or 3 more plays left for Nevada Union before the game is officially brought to an end. Ballinster making the tackle for Placer as well as time. Ball officially at the 25 for the Miners. At the Hillman 25. On 10 to play, they're going to throw it. They're going to go downfield. That's an incomplete pass. And we're going to get a holding or a pass interference inside the five, most likely. Brosnan was looking for Yandy. Going to be on Blatter, most likely, with 104 to play. And it is going to be on Blatter. And so it's 104 to go. They're going to mark this off now. So ball's the 25, and now the ball will mark it off to the 11-yard line with 104 to play. Now first and 10. They're going to run it again, and it's going to be knocked down around the 9-yard line. So a minute to play here as Blaster just looking to get out of here unscathed, no injuries. Under a minute to go, Moyer gets it to around the 10-yard line. Art Phillips making the tackle for Blaster under 40 seconds here. So Hillman will take a 34-point victory. 33 seconds. They're going to pitch it out. It looks like it's going to be close as getting knocked down around the 5-yard line is the ball carrier for Nevada Union. Purdue, number 14, making the tackle for Blaster. Block continues the run with 21 seconds. The Hillman, who started off down 7-0, will outscore Nevada Union 48-7 the rest of the way, barring a touchdown here with 8 seconds. As Nevada Union will go up the middle for the touchdown with 3 seconds remaining. And Nevada Union will make it a 28-point game, barring the PAT. So now the deficit has been cut 48-20, pending the PAT, as William now Nevada Union waits for the PAT. High snap, kick is up, and it is good. So Nevada Union will end this game on a high note. To 48-21 now is the score. And with 3 seconds left, Nevada Union has cut it to 27. So 3 seconds left in this game. As Baylor Kelly set to return this back. At this point, everyone is ready for the game to be over with. So here comes the kickoff with 3 seconds remaining. Nevada Union is going to get a little line driver. The helmet will just sit on it. And so they will take a knee here with 20 seconds, with 3 seconds remaining. Feels like this game is taking forever to end. As the helmet now will just wait for the ball to be officially placed. Follow the 20-yard line as the Hillman will get in victory position here just to end the game. They go under center, and that will do it. So the Hillman come into Nevada Union after a tough loss against Roseville, and they respond with flying colors. They once again put 40 points or more forward, and they will win this one officially 48-21 against the Nevada Union Miners. Next week, a bye, so we won't see you next week. But the week after that, we will have the game at 7:30 as your Hillman will be back in football action on October 18th when they take on 12 Bridges in a big-time matchup. For everyone here at KI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM, this is Keith Joganana signing off. The final score, your Placer Hillman 48, the Nevada Union Miners 21, signing off saying it is always a great day to be a Hillman. Have a good night.
Placer Hillman football has been brought to you on KHI by these great sponsors. Please support them whenever you can. Depot Bay Coffee Roasters, Mackey Heating and Air, Mel's Diner Auburn, Robinson Sand and Gravel, the Roseville Auto Mall, Auburn Trophies, and by Foreman Eye Care. You'll hear every Placer Hillman game this season right here on 104.5 FM and 950 AM KHI. Good night, and thanks for listening.